The Transocean Polar Pioneer, a drill rig contracted by Royal Dutch Shell, has arrived in Dutch Harbor. The oil company plans to use the port as a hub this summer as part of their exploratory Arctic drilling efforts. KUCB's Emily Schwing reports.
When the Polar Pioneer left Seattle, hundreds of protesters turned out in kayaks.
Shell no! Shell no! Shell no!
They waved signs and tried to keep the drill rig from departing. But when it arrived nearly 2 weeks later in Dutch Harbor, it was greeted only by a brisk nighttime wind. There are no anti-Arctic drilling signs, no banners, no protesters in kayaks. Mayor Shirley Marquardt says that's for good reason.
You know, down in Seattle, there's harbor boats and rescue boats and people to pull you out of the water all over the place. We don't have that here. You know, and the water is tremendously, brutally cold, even in this summer, and it doesn't take much.
The real reason no one's out protesting is because most people here are working either on fishing boats or at one of the local fish processors. More fish come through Dutch Harbor than any other port in the nation. People also work a myriad of other jobs outside of fishing, from construction to security.
I mean, we've always had a healthy, wealthy place to live because we depend on the sea.
Susie Golodoff has lived here for 40 years. She teaches at the school and fishes with a gill net right out her front door. The resident naturalist in town, she's the person everyone asks when they want to identify a bird or a plant. She's not quite sure why her neighbors aren't more concerned about the oil rig or Shell's summer plans.
I'm kind of baffled, to tell you the truth. I think that part of it is that we're kind of a short-term community with people from other places, and people just kind of think up as far as their next catch delivery, and there's just a little bit of a disconnect, maybe.
Currently, giant boats are at sea harvesting pollock, the kind of fish that's eventually processed into things like fish sticks. Smaller vessels are out targeting species like halibut and Dungeness crab for fine dining. Trucks are driving to and fro, filled with gravel, and construction crews are furiously working on countless projects. Plus, the sight of a giant yellow and blue drill rig towering over emerald green islands and squat gray buildings isn't new in Dutch Harbor. In 2012, the company brought a different rig here and then sailed it nearly 1,000 miles north to the Chukchi Sea. That mission ended in near disaster when it ran aground. But no one's talking about that accident or the possibility of something worse. James Buskirk is the captain of the fishing vessel Destination. He was among a number of people running quick errands at the local grocery and supply store.
Well, geographically, you know, the Chukchi Sea is a long way from the Eastern Bering Sea, where we do all of our fishing. So no, I don't have any direct concerns. Possibility of an accident is always there when they're drilling for oil, whether on land or underwater.
Dave Woods, fisherman on the FV Starfish.
Gary Stats, I work for American Dream Construction.
What brought you out here?
Work. At least that's all I've ever gotten out of here is work.
Well, I mean, that's how I make a living. It's how I've made a living for 28 years. So, you know, it's how I support my family. It's all I know. I've been doing it since high school.
As far as bringing a drill rig out and all that, that's all good. We'll see how good a job they do once they start drilling.
People got to come up here. People are trying to make a living too. So, you know, that's what those people on those oil rigs are doing for their families.
Mayor Shirley Marquardt understands the worst case scenario, and she and other local officials have met with Shell a handful of times to discuss safety and logistics.
So we've been able to kind of talk to, you know, Shell and their folks and say, you know, we've seen this before and it didn't work out so well.
Shell is still awaiting federal approval before it can send the Polar Pioneer and its support vessels nearly 1,000 miles north through the Bering Strait. Until then, the rig is moored just outside the local port as fishing boats chug past to offload their catch and head back to sea for another round. I'm Emily Schwing in Dutch Harbor.